Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." And he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself? The Gospel of the Lord. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Not only should we read the Gospel, but we should read the lives of the saints. They are those who put into practice the Gospel. And the person that just occurred to me few seconds ago on who really lived out this gospel is Saint Gianna Beretta Mola. Maybe some of you have heard of this modern saint. She died when I was 6 years old, so she's a modern saint. She was born in Italy. She became a doctor. She became a surgeon also. She felt that her vocation was to the married life. She married. She really loved her husband. She wanted to have children. And she had one, and then the second, and then she had the third. When she was pregnant with the fourth child, she felt that something was wrong. And sure enough, next to the baby that was growing within her womb, there was a tumor growing. And her friends told her that the best thing for her to do would be to have the abortion. In other words, save her life so that she would be a good mother to her three children who are growing, and to be a good wife to her husband, and to live a longer life. What would most people do in the American society? Probably follow that advice, right? Most people. But she decided not to follow that advice, which is very bad advice. And she said, "If you have to choose between my life and the life of the child, save the child. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." That's the gospel today. She really put this into practice, this gospel. So, she brought her pregnancy to term, and up until the day in which the baby was born, she still worked as a doctor, as a mother, as a spouse. The baby was born. And within two days, she was dead. She She gave her life for her child. As Jesus gave his life for us, she gave her life for her child. As Jesus shed his blood for us, she shed her blood for her little daughter. And just a few years ago, in the pontificate of John Paul II, John Paul II canonized her. And I think that this is the only time in the history of any canonization that in the canonization, who was present was the husband of this woman and the four children. And one of those children was, guess what name they gave the little girl? Janita, little Jana. She was present there at the canonization of her mother. I've never heard anything like that before. It's the first time, maybe it's going to be the only time that that's going to happen, but that's incredible. Teresa, can you imagine being at the canonization of your mother? I mean, that's almost unthinkable, isn't it? But that happened. And now in the whole world, we honor St. John de Barretta-Molla as one of the key pro-life figures, because she preferred to die, giving up her life for her daughter rather than to save her own life. That's the gospel today. So let's pray for the grace to read the gospel. Three things. To read the gospel. The church wants us to read the word of God. But two other things. Read the gospel, understand the gospel, and the most difficult is to put it into practice. That's where the rubber hits the road, huh? That's where the rubber hits the road. That's the acid test. Read it, we can do it, if we know how to read. Understand it? Well, if you do the spiritual exercise with me, you'll start to understand the Word of God. Ask the Holy Spirit. But to put it into practice, that's where the rubber hits the road. That's the acid test. So let's ask the Blessed Mother. Let's ask St. John of Barretta-Molla. Let's ask the martyrs. Let's ask the saints for the grace not simply to read the gospel, but to assimilate it and to put it into practice. So hopefully today you have a new friend, a friend who is looking at you from heaven. The name of that friend is St. John of Barretta-Molla. By the way, we celebrate her feast day on the feast day of St. Louis de Montfort and on the feast day of St. Peter Chanel. Oh! April 28th, you should know that day, okay? Write that down on your calendar, okay? None of you knew that, okay? You should know the patron saint of your parish. You should know the feast day of St. Louis de Montfort, I hope, but also celebrating St. John de Barretta-Molla the same day we celebrate our titular feast day and the patron of Marian consecration. So let's pray that these will be three of our superstars in heaven praying for us to make it up there too. Amen.